Now, over 100,000 people are classified as homeless in Australia. And in an effort to combat the rising numbers and the broader issue, shelters and safe homes are dotted around the city, but many are difficult to access or have limitations for residents, such as unappealing no pet policies. Well, one charity is aiming to change that with a mobile refuge by the name of Sleep Bus. The charity caters to the homeless and their beloved animals. And founder Simon Rowe joins me on the line now to discuss. Simon, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always happy to talk Sleep Bus.
Great, thanks for your time. And what inspired you specifically to get involved with this issue?
Yeah, look, I was in the corporate world, had a good life and everything was quite good. And I was walking down a street in Melbourne one day, came across a homeless man, just stopped for some reason and just talked to this gentleman. And he just, I always say that he was the tiredest man I'd ever seen in my life. And I bought him some things, and then I went back home and I told my kids about it. And then my kids dropped the hammer and said, "You need to do something about that, Dad." So that's what made the push.
Fantastic. Thanks to the kids then. And so can you give us a rundown for those who don't know of how the charity works?
Yeah, so Sleep Bus, I did a year of research before I came up with the idea. I went undercover as a homeless person and stayed in shelters. And one of those nights is where the idea of safe sleep came about. I couldn't sleep. I didn't feel safe where I was. And so I looked into how could I provide safe sleeps quickly and financially, economically, as a charity, and also be able to provide it for free. And so that's where the idea of Sleep Bus on a bus. So I came across a Japanese pod style hotel and saw all the single bed sleep pods with TVs and USB chargers and all those sorts of things. I thought that was a cool idea. And I'll put that in a bus, and the bus being mobile, which means that we can go where people need us. Homeless communities tend to be quite transient. So once they get into a place, that group moves on. And then you need to move to another place, and the bricks and mortar shelter can't do that. But also it allowed us to provide a marketing platform to be able to get corporate sponsorship as well to help make it sustainable. And like you mentioned in the intro, pets is a big thing. So a lot of homeless people have companion animals. And so underneath the bus, where you would normally have a luggage compartment, we have pet pods. And so they're heated and air conditioned as well. And there's an intercom from the owner to the pet as well. Sounds a bit geeky, but it's just to make everybody feel a bit more comfortable. So that's the idea.
That's fantastic. And so what is the general response from the people who have used the bus?
I always say, slightly tongue-in-cheek, that no shortage of customers, unfortunately. But also, it's a service that's not for everybody. So it is a single bed, small space, so if you are claustrophobic, it won't be for you. But the general, we sort of take a happiness scale. So when you come in, how are you feeling? And then when you've had a good night's sleep, when you leave, how are you feeling? So we sort of usually get around, you're looking at sort of threes and fours as you're coming in, and as you're leaving, sort of eight and a half, we're sort of up to, I think. So, I always describe it as it's better than sleeping on a park bench, that's for sure. And whenever I take corporate sponsors in there to have a look, their first comment is, "Oh, it's a bit small, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes, well, if you're comparing it to your queen-size bed with your ensuite, yep. But if you're comparing it to the freezing cold weather out in a park bench or somewhere else where it's not safe, this is pretty luxurious."
Exactly. And there is quite a lot of room in those capsule-type hotels. I feel like it sounds like more than enough room, and definitely a step up from the park bench. And your new pink bus you've just started will cater exclusively to women. So what is the reason for this decision?
Yeah, so the idea around that was that I guess Sleep Bus being an adaptable model, we can change whatever we build inside the bus quite easily. And too many women and children are ending up on the streets, and people don't realise this. And I think also with domestic violence being so prevalent in the media at the moment, women seem to be making that shift. They're making the change of, like, I've got to go and I'm going now, but initially don't know where to go and sometimes end up on the street or sleeping in their cars with their kids, which isn't which isn't good. So the idea of Sleep Bus and the pink Sleep Bus was, well, let's provide a space for women and children to feel comfortable to come to, maybe just for those first couple of nights until they figure out what our next steps are. So Sleep Bus is for women only and their children, and it'll be managed by a completely female-only team as well. So And then we'll put them in touch. So in each sleep pod, there's a TV. So it has free-to-air digital TV, but it also has a services channel. And that channel has a loop of ads of all the services available to you within a 2 kilometre radius of where that bus is parked. It's got maps, phone numbers, information, anything you might need to help you find your pathway out.
That is fantastic. And as you say, we have seen that, unfortunately, in the news, even in the last few days with Courtney Heron. So a pink bus would be fantastic. And you had a really popular launch to your charity on your GoFundMe account. It kind of went viral. Do you find that this initial audience has stuck with you, or do you think they've moved on now?
Yeah, no, we refer to them as the Sleep Bus family. So everybody that donated on that GoFundMe campaign, so we reached our initial goal in 4 days and sort of went global, but every donor has their name printed on the back of the bus as part of that connection, and we hope to keep them connected. And we're about to launch a new section on our website in the next month called Sleep Bus Live, which means a donor can log in, see exactly where 100% of their money went. They can check out what's been happening with their bus, and they can obviously come and volunteer in its service or just keep track of it online.
Right, and what do you think connected with so many people? How did they feel so strongly about this charity?
That's a really good question. I tend to think that people just appreciate that I was just a normal person, and I've decided to have a crack, and I quit the corporate world, and I'm going all in. And I think they like the idea itself is quite unique. It's the first of its kind in the world, and we try and make it a I think the 100% model is a big thing as well. So 100% of public donations going directly to funding these projects. It doesn't go to wages or rents or all that sort of stuff. So people, I sort of put that in because people don't give as much as they used to because they don't believe it always goes where we say it's going to go. So I wanted to change that narrative.
Well, Simon, it is fantastic, a fantastic initiative. And where can we find out more about the Sleep Bus?
Yeah, well, we're literally, great timing, by the way. We're literally launching our end of financial year campaign to raise money to build 2 pink sleep bus. So I'm starting to build one right now. And so that launches on Saturday. But you can go to sleepbus.org or our Facebook page, which is Sleep Bus Australia, and donate or find out more information.
Simon, thank you so much for your time today on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And congratulations.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.